Hey guys, this episode was recorded at a cool event I did earlier this summer in New York called Cast Party, which happened twice, and the other show was sent live into movie theaters and featured Bobby Moynihan as my host. So if you missed that, you can now get the video at castparty.org. It was a crazy fun variety show featuring Invisibilia and Reply All and Radiolab and The Truth and Cocoon Central Dance Team and a horn quartet and comedy videos, and it was really just so much fun. I had a great time with Bobby. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, so check that out at castparty.org. But for now, here is the show that I did the night before that was not live streamed. It was a blast. Hope you enjoy it. Bye.
She's the host, but she's always the guest. And the guest is the host, so she's not really the host. It's with special guest. Hello, Relap Guest, with your host, somebody else.
All right, so before Lauren comes out, please welcome her guest host, a wonderful comedian, John Early.
I'm totally kidding. What's up, you guys? My name is Tyler, here with Celebrity Wow. With all your latest news on celebrity news. Gossip, and finally, news. Before I bring out your celebrity guest this week, this week's dick pic belongs to Richard Jenkins. Celebrated actor Richard Jenkins. You might know him from Olive Kittredge. Here's a picture of his dick. That was brought to you by Red Bull. I'm so excited about our celebrity guest here tonight. She's one of my favorite young actresses. She's 19. You guys probably know her from the hit film Run for the Hills, Bitch. But tonight, she's here to talk about her new movie about two teens who just don't give a fuck. It's called Everybody's Fake. She's known for being especially quirky, a little bit of trouble. Artsy as hell. And she has Hollywood's most defined clavicle. I'm so excited to have her on the show today to talk about her new movie, Everybody's Fake, in theaters yesterday. Let's bring her on. Guys, give a warm welcome to the hottest guest we've had in years. Please welcome Riley McDevitt. Oh man, Riley.
Oh my God.
Take a seat, Riley, immediately.
Wow. This is incredible. I'm usually like not in front of the audience, I'm in front of the camera.
What I love about Riley is she has a wild sense of humor.
I love telling jokes and just like making the crew laugh. It's kind of my thing.
Oh man, what are some other main things of yours?
Like, well, first of all, I made this braid out of hay. My teeth are entirely gum. I'm just kidding.
I knew you were kidding.
It's a joke.
Riley, do you pull pranks on your cast members?
You betcha. 24/7. It's like, is anything I say ever serious?
Riley's so wild.
Oh my God, one time, I put a bucket of water above a door.
Did someone walk through or?
I don't even know what happened. I was called to set to do a scene. In my new film, Everybody's Fake.
Oh, speaking of Everybody's Fake, Riley, I'm dying to hear about both the process and the experience you have making it.
Oh my God, it was incredible.
What was it like working with Farron
cork.
Well, first of all, you've seen his body, right?
Hell yeah, I've seen his body.
His six pack is so tight, I poured ice cubes down it and they each got stuck. Think about it.
I just did, and I'll be honest, I'm rock hard.
I can see that.
Oh man, Riley. What was it like working with acclaimed actress Falaya?
Well, she's incredible because you know she's a singer.
I did.
Before anything else.
Absolutely.
So she starts every scene by just singing. And so we'd all just sing together.
That's so cool. What other things do you do like to do? What other things do you like to do before a scene?
I usually like put on my iPod and like cry a little bit.
For sure. For sure.
And then like I'll call my dad and get in a fight with him.
Oh, cool.
That's just like a way I calm down.
Cool.
Yeah. How do you prepare for your job?
You better believe I do 4 lines of coke and nothing else. Riley, tell me something.
Yeah.
Everybody's Fake is getting a lot of really cool reviews because we're seeing you in a new light.
Yeah, naked. No one's ever seen my body before except for my doctor. Until now.
Riley. Tell me about doing that scene, that famous scene, the nude scene.
Well, okay, so for people who haven't seen the film, you're really missing out, but get out there. First of all, it's about how everyone's really fake in society. And
absolutely.
Like, people act like they're real, but they're fake, and everyone's a fake bitch.
Yes. So, if I can interrupt, my favorite thing about the film was the ways in which some people were fake, but you weren't.
Right. So me and Farrell or whatever, are like the like most real people in
Farrell
the film.
Corp.
Yeah. We're the most real people in the film.
Yeah.
And that becomes evident pretty much immediately, but just by the way we are. But so in the film there's an extreme murder and and so, like, in that moment, like, okay, so I'm like taking a bath. My character Tamberley is taking a bath. And so I'm like sensing up my body. Mm-hmm. And I'm 19, so that's okay.
Now you were 18 at the time of filming.
Yes, I was.
But now you're 19.
Yeah, and I had parental consent to do it.
Okay, yeah. Chill and tight.
It was very chill and tight.
Cool.
So my character is bathing in the nude, and then she hears from outside in her glass house, she hears someone being killed. So she jumps out of the tub. Very gracefully. I had 7 years of ballet, by the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was my mom made me do it, but I'm happy I had to do it. But so she presses her nude body against the glass house to see who's out there, because you can't see when you're lit and it's dark.
Right.
That's just part of the filmmaking process. But so like her tits are smushed, hers. I speak about my character in the third person.
Whoa.
They're my tits, but they're Tamberley's tits.
You're a genius.
Well, I've been acting for a long time, pretty much since I was born. My first cry was fake. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Riley.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget. We have to announce here on the show, you know, we decided to debut here on the show today, your new single.
Oh my God.
Listen, I got an advance cut of the album. And I'm blown away by both your singing and the way your voice sounds while you're making noises with words.
Thank you so much. I have no vocal training.
That was evident.
Natural, God's gift.
Now, are you going to drop the single from the album or give us a deeper cut? What's up, bitch?
Well, okay. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
I'm an adult now.
I'm crazy.
Well, which song of mine did they send you? Because my manager didn't tell me.
They sent me We All Know the Secret.
Oh, yeah.
And then they sent me that dance track called Up in the Club, We Know What's Up When We're With Our Friends. And then they sent me that super personal track that closes out the album called This Is Me, My Story This Time, Read My Journal, Oops, It's a Book.
Well, I guess I'll sing you a little bit of We All Know the Secret.
I would be honored. Riley, get up on this square right here.
Perfect. Can you... Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, for sure.
We all know. We all know the secret, 'cause you told us on accident while you were asleep. Thank you. Thank you. Right. And that was auto-tuned. I just have to be honest.
You should have seen me watching your song. I mean, listening. Fuck!
What was it like? Can you do it again?
Yeah. At first, I was like this. But by the end, I was like this.
Oh. So, like, it opened your mind?
Yeah.
Cool.
Riley, tell me. We gotta address it. The controversy.
Oh my God, I knew you would do this. You always do this.
Okay.
Well, I'm just a teen. Okay. It could have happened to anyone. And by the way, that dick pic you showed ruined my life. You should give a warning.
Let me ask the question, Riley!
Okay. Go ahead. Ask me. Okay. Whatever you're gonna say, I know it. And you can't shame me more than I've shamed myself. And I've already repaired my career. We all make mistakes.
I'm trying my best! I want to know, in your own words, your side of the story. We've all heard Jason's.
Don't even say his name.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, so as you all know, because I'm sure you all watch TV and read magazines, I was driving the other night, and I flipped my car 4 times because I was texting, and when it flipped back, Jason had died. So... I mean, like I said, it could happen to anybody. We all make mistakes. I'm just a teen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it could have happened. And like we don't say his name anymore because, like, we don't speak ill of the dad. And he was a big, bad person. Everyone hated Jason.
That's true. No, that's true.
Like, so I know that I shouldn't kill and whatever, but, like, we all agree that, like, he was horrible.
Now, this happened last night.
Yeah. But I've apologized for it. I'm promoting the film. I'm just trying to get out there.
You have exactly.
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 Look, I mean, I feel like you're out here trying to make me cry or something.
I would never!
I've seen your show. I know what you do.
Riley, I'm here to promote your projects. I wouldn't make you cry.
You brought up one of the worst nights of my life last night. I don't want to talk about it. It's the past. I'm over it. I got a new car. And it's bigger. It's white. It has sheepskin lining.
Tell us more about the car.
It came with a 12-disc CD changer.
Interesting in terms of digital music now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can hook your phone up to it.
Oh, that's
it
chill.
It has Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Capabilities.
Cool.
A sunroof.
Cool beans.
A back window.
Wow.
2 side mirrors.
Here we
which
go.
Which is new to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can move the seat forward and back.
Whoa.
And you can lay down the back in case you want to fuck.
Now, speaking of that, that's the big rumors that you and Jason were actually in the process of making love.
I don't want to talk about about it?
We have to address it.
Fine. I was texting while getting rammed by Jason.
And driving?
And driving with my hands. Down.
Wow.
Understand?
I understand now.
Legs up, hands down, face down, phone below. Okay? I've told you everything you need to know.
Okay, Riley, chill.
I'm getting emotional. Can't you tell?
Yes, the tears are literally welling up in her eyes. Now, Riley, you were homeschooled.
Yeah.
How was that?
Really, really amazing, because I feel like I actually know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, moms know all.
Sure, for sure.
Give me a test.
2 + 4.
9.
What's the book about?
Two guys in the woods, and one of them falls out of the woods.
Of Mice and Men?
Isn't that what the book's about? I read the book.
Oh, yeah, no, sure.
One. But each year we found new things about it.
Riley.
What?
You're a Christian.
Yeah. Are you?
No.
What are you?
Spiritual. Riley, tell us about your faith.
Well, I believe that, first of all, the biggest relationship you can have is with God.
For sure.
But the second biggest relationship you can have is with yourself, who God created. Now, I tell everyone this. In every interview I do, one of my big things is that you really need to get to know yourself before you can know anyone, including God. So I would say take a hand mirror, go in the bathroom. Just really try to learn about every part of yourself, because you don't know, you know what I mean? What you're seeing in the mirror is just like half of it.
Totally.
The main mirror.
So Riley, I guess my final question is, do you know yourself?
You could say that. I just texted you a picture before I walked on.
Boing-oing-oing.
I figured you could have a new segment. You show dick pics every day.
Yeah, that's our thing.
And I just sent you a picture of...
her dick.
That's not what it is.
I'm sorry, you know I like to pull pranks. Yeah.
Speaking of pranks, you're sitting on something right now.
What?
It was a whoopee cushion, but it never went off.
Oh.
Yay! Lauren Lapkus and John Early. With a completely improvised episode of a show that I hope continues forever.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Jeff Ulrich, and Lauren Lapkus. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.